views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Minds. Wow, I think I need to turn up my earphones here just a touch so I can hear. That's much better. Now maybe I need to turn it down.
Shut it up.
Hey, turn hers off. Cut her mic. Wow, today is April 8th, and we're shell-shocked from tax season. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's been crazy lately.
Yep.
We've been working like dogs. Anyway, my name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host, and this is Sovereign Mind Radio you're listening to. Today is Sunday, April 8th, 2018, and I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy, Jared and...
Ashley.
I have to write that down.
Good morning.
Well, hey, I've been out, you know, working. Good morning. And also we have Red back in the studio with us, who's now in the unfunded seventh circle of non-existent recovery with the banksters and the prostitutes and the politicians, same thing, and the self-serving guys out there that have spun the truth into a tattered remnant of a former greatness called Old Glory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was it.
Yep.
We are streaming worldwide. Whoa. Just crank it up and break your eardrums. We are streaming worldwide. On the Planet Daily, standing for truth, justice, and the American way. You can go to the chat room. I don't know if it works. At KCNR1460.com.
I don't know. I never can get it through Chrome. I always have to.
I don't know what's going on there.
Internet Explorer.
Or you can call in at 530-605-4567. All our shows are podcast and archived as well. You can friend me on Facebook. At Sovereign Minds, next week, what's going on next week?
I don't know.
Does anybody know?
Where? What are we talking about? Sorry.
I think tax season's almost over. We got another week.
I know it's on the 17th. Is coming.
Yeah, I think they're on the 27th or something this year. We actually don't have it during the time when we are, you know, can't go. Typically, that's the problem usually. So, I guess we have a guest today, Mark Muser. We'll call in after this in the second hour. And he's also going to be a guest at the Tea Party on Monday night as well.
Yes.
And we have a new place to go for the Tea Party.
Kind of new, kind of old.
Yeah. Kind of blue, borrowed, something. And they do have weddings there, I think. It is a church. I don't have the exact address here in front of me. I didn't.
2570.
Is it 2570 Bonneview?
I do believe, yeah.
Yeah, we can verify that, I'm sure. 2570 Bonneview, that sounds right. And that's over there in Bonneview Lane down at, what's the name of the church again? They changed it. It's Faith something. You know, we'll get all this information together.
Faith Community Church.
There you go. We'll get it all together at some point. But they had the first meeting the last week at the church, back at the church where we used to have the meetings before.
Yeah.
Reading Patriots every Monday night, limited government, fiscal responsibility, adherence to the Constitution. I know, crazy left, right-wing extremists, left-white, you know. I don't know what, if you're I see, because some of them could be considered far left, and some of them could be considered far right, and then some could be considered in the middle.
Okay, if you just could see the look, though, that was priceless. I mean, that was just priceless.
I'm having a little trouble getting my head around
it. Come on, work with us.
It's kind of true, you know, because everybody has a different opinion on different stuff.
That's true.
And so I guess it just depends on which way you lean.
Okay.
I guess I'd be out there on the extreme left.
Well, maybe. I mean...
I don't know what I am.
I don't know. Really,
you don't know what you are.
Help, Mr. Wizard. I'm not sure what I am. I'm a crossover.
I am what I am, and that's all that I am.
I'm a crossover.
Don't label me, man. Don't do it.
Okay,
anyway.
So it's Faith Community Church. It's 2570 South Bonnie View Road. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Clarify that.
So what do we got going in the news today? I mean, is anybody, I've been taking a survey out here at the office, you know, and, you know, the survey is has the world gone bat, crap crazy, or is it just me?
I think it's been there. It's just accelerating.
Is it accelerating faster and faster? Are we, you know, I mean, I feel like we should play the Rocky Horror Picture Show song, We're in a Time Warp or something. You know, but let's not.
Yeah, let's not.
Just kidding.
So what you're telling me is, at the end of this all, somewhere is Tim Curry.
Oh, my gosh. You know, Tim Curry and lipstick and a garter belt is got to be
is got to be
the worst image you could possibly ever have inside your mind, you know, and with, you know, with that, good grief. How did they ever come up with that one? I don't know. Don't want to know. Don't care.
It wasn't that far a leap from it.
Cousin it?
No, just it.
Oh, it. Was that like the Stephen King thing?
Yeah, the clown.
Yeah.
The clown, killer clowns from outer space. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, we don't have a lot to report today, do we?
No, there's a lot going on. It's kind of like, where do you want to jump in?
I don't know. I guess we could start with George Soros received $9 million from Obama's State Department to overthrow Albania's judicial system.
What?
I mean, I know that just didn't make the news.
Yeah.
But it's true. Judicial Watch obtained 32 State Department documents that show Obama administration gave at least $9 million to a leftist front group in Albania backed by billionaire George Soros. Of course, there's nothing to see here. Move along.
Yeah.
Why is somebody not in handcuffs or under indictment? I don't know.
Why are they not in handcuffs and under an indictment for an awful lot of things at this point?
I guess it doesn't matter. Law doesn't matter anymore. When you get elected, you do whatever you want. It doesn't matter. And, you know, I mean...
The wheels of justice do not move quickly. They don't. You know, you look at what's going on with this Backpage seizure by the federal government. Apparently, that's...
The what seizure? Who had a seizure?
Backpage.com has been seized by the federal government. They've seized their assets, the CEO's homes, all their files internationally.
Did that make the news? Did you hear about that one on the news? I didn't hear about that one.
No, they're the second largest want ads. They're kind of like a Craigslist. And globally, they're a global website. And Friday, the federal government came in, seized their offices, seized their files, their computer data, showed up at the CEO's homes, arrested them, seized their property, everything. And apparently there's something like 93 felony counts dealing with child sex trafficking, prostitution, all kinds of things.
That couldn't have anything to do with the executive order blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. That is on the WhiteHouse.gov dated December 21st, 2017, could it?
I think it's the beginning. But if you look around globally, and since Trump has taken office globally and here in the United States, the arrests for sex trafficking and child
it's off the charts.
Pedophilia and stuff, they are arresting these people left and right.
Hmm.
And I think it's all coming to this. They're starting to tie all the pieces
together. I
wonder together.
If it all ties up, just, I know, call me crazy, up to the Podesta emails.
Hmm.
And
back that Pizzagate just won't go away, will it?
15. Is 15 after, is that the thing?
Yeah. So we're supposed to be at break time.
Well, we kind of follow our own
Yeah.
We just follow
Please,
the sun.
We wander.
Sorry.
But it's interesting to see the things that are coming out of this. And, you know, there's going to be a big First Amendment case, and these guys' defense is basically going to be, hey, we just run this website. We're not responsible for what people put on there, but 93 felony counts.
We're just facilitating the sex trafficking. We really don't. We really don't. You know, it's like the radio station. You know, we don't.
Are not necessarily the
responsible or advocating. Yeah, we just facilitate it. Sex trafficking. What could be the problem? And couldn't go to the highest levels of government, could it?
Well, it appears from what's quietly coming out of the investigation, they're a lot more interested in collecting the metadata from the website.
Oh.
Who has been, you know, buying these people? Who has been selling these people? Who has been, you know, who's involved?
Speaking of corrupt, creepy guys, did you know that Joe Biden's thinking about running for president again?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, just saying.
So that's the best the Dems have got to sacrifice on the altar of Trump?
I don't know. I mean, there's Oprah, there's Joe Biden. Hillary might take another run at it.
She ain't running nowhere anymore.
Maybe Chelsea, Satan worshiper Chelsea. I mean, I'm just saying. Anybody,
it's possible, I guess they could do that.
Anybody who worships, who wishes the Church of Satan Happy New Year and wears upside down crosses, I mean, she's a shoo-in. She'll fit right in up there.
I figure it's one of them or another Bush.
Yeah, she's either. I mean, there's got to be something wrong with somebody.
Oh, well, look at her parents. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, that family had no dysfunction in it at all.
No, there was no problem from the
not
kid.
Not even a smidgen.
No.
Not even a smidgen of dysfunctional. No. I mean, did you see that one video of Clinton after when they thought they were winning the election on the election night where he's jumping up down like a little kid? That was creepy.
Yeah.
It was really creepy. He's like, oh my goodness, and he's only like he was 10 years old or something. That was our president. You do understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Whose daughter wears upside down crosses and
sure, it's his daughter.
Well, it could be somebody else's daughter, but we'll just assume that it's his daughter without getting, you know, we don't want to use any smear tactics or left wing liberal logic of lies. You know.
All I did is ask a question, but okay.
But the truth is, she did wish the Church of Satan.
Absolutely did.
Yep, yeah, she did.
Google it. It's not even a question. And she does wear upside down crosses. And all I'm saying is, I'm not even trying to make an assumption here. All I'm saying is, who does that? Who does that?
The daughter of Hillary.
The daughter of Saul Alinsky's henchman?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, it's scary.
Getting back to bribery, corruption, and our government, which is, I think, the same thing, all three. And so we have, what's the definition of corruption? Including the misappropriation of state assets, the expropriation of private assets for personal gain, corruption related to government contracts, or the extraction of natural resources or bribery. Good grief. They're all going down, aren't they? There's going to be nobody left.
I was going to say, do we have a place that can house all of them?
There's going to be, they better reopen the internment camp up at Tule Lake.
They might need to.
They might have to.
Can't we send them to that island and just kind of...
So why is it, and you just go, why would they attach government corruption to serious human rights abuse and declare a national emergency that they can use troops, which are, by the way, are down on the southern border now.
Yeah, the National Guard is headed that way. I thought it was kind of funny. The governor of Oregon, Kate Brown, said, well, we're not going to send our troops. Somebody had to remind her she doesn't share a border with Mexico.
I want to get back to George Soros.
She's not related to our governor?
Sorry, Kate. That's not Mexico. That's just California.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, it was Mexico at one time, so that means that we're occupied illegally occupied. Yeah, I know. Remember the Treaty of Hidalgo something?
Guadalupe Hidalgo. Yeah.
I guess treaties don't matter anymore.
They lost. And people do remember that the Californios that were living here were part of the rebellion against Mexico to break away.
I forgot about that. Yeah. Well, we tend to forget a lot of things these days about what happened in history. You know, anyway, I want to go back to this George Soros. Records that were obtained on May 26th, 2017, Freedom of Information Act lawsuit against the United States Department of State and the U.S. Agency for International Development. You said, I like the acronym there, you know, acronym there.
You said?
You said.
You said.
Who said?
They said.
We said.
He said.
Who said?
Me said?
This is Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah, so they failed to respond to the Freedom of Information Act request by Judicial Watch. And you can go to Judicial Watch versus United States Department of State and the United States Agency for International Development. Case number, I'm not going to go there. You can look it up for yourself if you want. Judicial Watch agreed to dismiss the lawsuit after it received the documents and payment for attorney fees. The new documents show, you said, funds were funneled through that agency's civil society project to back Soros' left-wing Open Society Foundation in Albania. Who knew that George Soros had an Open Society Foundation that was left-wing in Albania? Does anybody even know where Albania is?
Most of them don't.
Where is Albania? Is it like in the heart of Europe or something?
It's just above Greece, and kind of tucked away down below former Yugoslavia, Czechoslovakia. That's right. National Geographic Geography B champion. Thank you, Frank.
Wow. Okay.
There you have it.
I won in second grade.
Mm. Wow. Now, if you could only make money with that.
I know, right?
So
I was going to start drawing maps, but somebody did it already. Damn you, Google.
So, you know, the Soros operation had efforts to give socialist government greater control over the judiciary. You said, reportedly.
Okay.
You said.
Okay. I think we got to go to a break, but I got to get this out. They gave $9 million in 2016 to the Justice for All campaign. Okay.
Which is overseen
by the Soros East West Management Institute. Does anybody think that there's maybe too many non-government organizations that are receiving government funds that are funding a bunch of communist left-wing crap all over the world?
How are you a non-governmental organization if you're subsidized by the government? How does that work?
Because you're not exactly a part of the government.
Is the police department an NGO?
No, but Open Society from George Soros is the Open Society Foundation because they applied for their tax exempt status. Which, by the way, makes me even more angry because not only are they receiving funds from the government to promote Marxist schemes, it's tax deductible if you donate as well. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's go to a break before I get angry.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways. Pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies and leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are unseen, sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves, and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special, with their own brand of misery from being long, too long, to die cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my...
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and, of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week.
It's a beautiful morning.
Kind of is, too. It's a nice out there today.
Guess it's your definition of beautiful morning.
Yeah, it's a beautiful morning. Have you went to the web and checked out the World Summit of
Agenda? No, I was trying to, but I got something really weird on my computer.
Yeah, you got to do this. I'm telling you, go and Google World Government Summit. World Government Summit. They had a world. Excuse me. They had a World Government Summit, February 10th through February 13th of 2018, and just look at that website. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of their agenda. They had these workshops.
No, can't use the word agenda. That means it's a conspiracy.
Well, okay, you can have a conspiracy to go to a softball game. Two people get together. I've got bats, you've got balls. No?
Okay.
Mm-hmm, I'm doing it. Wouldn't be pertinent this time.
But you got to look at this website. I mean, it's covered with the sheet heads. You know, the guys that wear the turbans.
Very ethnocentric, Mark.
Yeah, I know. I mean, okay, so I'm not really politically correct. In fact, I don't really care.
Yeah,
sorry. But you got to look at this because it is freaking creepy. If you go to the World Government Summit... Excuse me, I got a frog in my throat here. It must be because...
Now, where was this thing held?
I think Dubai.
Oh, of course.
Now, when you come on to the website, you've got something, a head that looks like something out of The Wizard of Oz or 1984. you know, or the commercial, you know, from the world, from the Super Bowl where they had the artificial intelligence and mm-hmm. they were playing the Pink Floyd tune and they threw the hammer through the guy's face. Mm-hmm. And there's all these people in the audience now.
That would be the Sheetheads.
That would be the Sheetheads, just in case you wanted to know. That
okay.
It's funny that and now we have a World Government Summit that a bunch of Arabs and a bunch of, I don't even know, Sunnis, Shiites, does it really even matter anymore?
I think that the fact that meetings like this occur should confirm the fact that my right to bear arms should not just be limited to firearms, because one cruise missile fixed them.
Well, it's kind of interesting. You know, I was having a conversation with somebody. Oh, we got to get rid of all our guns because the guns are the killers and all this stuff. And she's, no, don't worry about all the people in our government that, you know, in the past, if the governments took over, they killed everybody. That's never going to happen in America. What our biggest worry is being taken over globally by China or Russia.
See, I've got it. Like, I've got it figured out.
And we should give all our guns up then?
I've got it figured out.
Disarm ourselves because
you've got
foreign countries might invade us?
Well, you've got guns that kill people, you've got opioids that kill people, you've got cars, hammers, all these other things. If we just banned hands, none of those things could be
used. No, I'm thinking bubble wrap. Bubble wrap is the way to go. Just like the movie Bubble Boy. Remember that one?
Okay.
Where they put the guy in a bubble, and then you just roll him around. He stayed out of trouble. His hand, he had his hand sticking out, but he couldn't get anything inside the bubble wrap.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like,
No Tide Pods for that kid.
No Tide Pods. Although, if you did kind of like drill a hole in the bubble and throw a couple of Tide Pods and some water in there, turn him into a wash machine. Stop a couple loads of clothes.
But apparently Tide Pods are very last week. We've moved on to the new internet challenge, which is snorting prophylactics.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. That's
the new one.
Yep.
Snorting prophylactics.
I think I'm going to pass on that one.
Eating your Tide Pods, running around talking about how we need to get rid of guns.
Do these people vote?
Unfortunately.
They will soon.
They will.
Get rid of all your guns. Here's a Tide Pod and a prophylactic.
Yeah, exactly. Here you go. Here's your survival kit.
When you go to this website for the World Government Summit, and you look at their agenda,
mm-hmm.
Very interesting things occur.
5 steps to happy citizens.
Everything. It's really, really surreal because the programs that they had put on. I'm trying to get to the agenda part here because now it's blocking me with its artificial intelligence. Global Artificial Intelligence Government Workshop. The Global Happiness Outlook. Discovering Indonesia's Happiness Pyramid. The Return on Happiness. They just want us all to be happy. The Global Policy Happiness Report. We've got, and a nudge towards well-being. I think that was
of course,
formally,
because if you're happy, why do anything of consequence?
I think the original author,
circumstances.
I think the original author of the Nudge Towards Well-Being was Mao Zedong, and then he passed on his knowledge to Cass Sunstein, who's a University of Harvard professor, just saying. And we do have a caller on the line.
We do. Oh, we have Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, guys. One quick thing I want to bring up, and that is you've been talking about banning this stuff. I think we ought to ban food. And here's why we ought to ban food. Did you know that 3,000 people a year die of food poisoning? And maybe we ought to ban water, too, because, you know, water kills people. They drown them, right?
Right.
So
there you go.
Too much of anything is not good for
that's
you,
Terry. That's right.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, this food thing, this is a bad deal. Stop and think about it now. 3,000 people died of food poisoning. So
I wonder if we if we did a survey, Terry, I mean, how many of them would have died by eating fast food?
Maybe it was the Tide Pods.
They say a lot of it is the problem that we have with food that's undercooked.
Mm.
You know, that's the deal, chicken and things like that. So
you mean eating my steak like bubblegum is bad for me?
You know, I mean, this has just gotten totally insane. Anyway, good show, guys. I'll let you get back to it. But, I mean, really and truly, it's just gotten it's insane.
Yeah, it is insane.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It is.
But don't worry. The World Government Summit just wants us to be happy. And they're working on it right now to make sure that we as a society in whole, globally, are going to be very happy. And as long as soon as they get rid of all of our rights, and then we're just like the rest of the world, everybody going to be happy.
Mm. Yeah. I think what that means is by everybody's happy, you better be happy with what they give you, and you better be happy with what everybody else has got, because that's all you're going to get. And if you don't, you're unhappy, and then you're a problem.
Give me all your money, everybody be happy.
We're going to send you to happiness camp.
Yeah, if you don't start getting real freaking happy,
you're going to Disneyland, buddy.
Only the rides aren't quite the same. It's not like Space Mountain.
It's a short ride after all.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Crazy.
Okay, guys, have fun.
All right. Thanks for calling
Terry.
In.
You gotta have fun with this stuff, because if you don't, it's like you'll probably go eat a Tide Pod and snort a condom. Mm-hmm.
It's a sense of humor, a roof, and a rifle.
Yeah, there could be that, but then there's problems.
Metaphorically speaking.
I like this next one, gamifying happiness. Gamifying happiness. I just want to be happy.
I'm betting you money it's got to do with game theory.
I'm pretty sure.
If you want to see something that terrifies you, look up game theory.
I mean,
it is a actual working formula and algorithm for developing and understanding patterns of human movement. You can predict what people are going to do extremely accurately.
I like freaky. I love some of these classes. Enriching lives through SOGIES, GEA, and that's by Faisal Barafat,
what's
chief executive.
GEA?
I don't know.
All right.
Global Environmental. Artificial, I don't know.
When's the last time
you had to see some of these speakers that they got?
They're in breakout sessions.
Really?
And then you've got life, liberty, and the pursuit of Scandinavian happiness. I'm not making that up.
By an investment banker.
By a president of the European Investment Bank. Alexander Stubb.
Oh,
unbelievable.
My.
Unbelievable. Building the well-being at scale. By Gabriel Kelly, Director, Wellbeing and Resilience Center, South Australian Health and Medical Research Institute. Oh, she has her best.
What the hell are they researching in South Australia? There's nothing down there but wombats and Tasmanian devils.
I don't know.
There ain't nothing in South Australia.
Some of these speakers are like, are you kidding me?
Well, and if you go to the partners and you understand who the partners are.
Mm.
First, you get a big banner on their website of the sheetheads again, partnering with the... And that's who we want governing us, is a bunch of guys in towels that, go, ay, 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 every time they,
And hate you.
And they kind of hate you, too, on top of that. But, the International Monetary Fund, World Bank Group, World Economic Forum, World Health Organization, World Trade Organization, and the United Nations, which has always had our best interests in mind. Which has always had our best interest in mind. We do have a call.
We do. We have Gene on the line. Good morning, Gene.
Well, good morning. I just wanted to make a comment on how wonderful it is that we have such a happy world and everybody's so happy. And I wonder if that's why George Soros was behind putting millions and millions of dollars into the legalization of marijuana. Because everybody can be happy.
Well, hey. If you're not, there's certain levels of happiness that we have to attain. Nirvana could be at the top of the scale, but that's probably manufactured in chemical processes.
Well, on here they have 5 steps to being happy.
I don't know.
Is
there 5 steps?
Yeah, there's 5 steps.
It's kind of like the 12-step
program.
What is
that? Opioids?
I don't know. Yeah.
Opioids, marijuana,
Tide Pods.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I haven't made it that far. I just saw 5 steps to being happy.
Yeah. Well, ask those potheads out there about being happy and not giving a rip about what's happening to the world and our country.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think that's probably not completely true. I think some of them do and some of them don't, just like a lot of people. But I don't know. I agree with you that I think it's a waste of time, and getting stoned is probably not the best course of action when you need to have clear-thinking people out there in the world.
Amen.
Thank you, Gene.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a great day. It would be nice if we had some clear-thinking people out there in the world.
Oh, really? Then they wouldn't be happy.
Maybe the why are the politicians?
Yeah, what are they on?
What are they on? Well, they're probably on a lot of stuff. I don't know. There could be some new Tide Pods coming out under another name. Mm. It's Canapods.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to go with our government would probably be better off if they were stoned because they'd be too stoned to accomplish anything.
That could be. Gridlock.
And then maybe we could slow them down long enough to get a handle on it and fix it.
Gridlock could be good. Okay, here's another story that kind of feathers right into what we're talking about. Another record-breaking year for opium production in the U.S.-occupied Afghanistan. This is the Waking Times.
Yep.
And
so we're fighting an opioid crisis in the United States that has reached the proportions that it's a national security threat, yet we're trading American blood to guard poppy fields. If we wanted to stop the opioid crisis, our soldiers would be out there with flamethrowers.
It's like, what's up with that, man? Yeah, I'm looking at this thing, and it's like, and again, you got to vet everything. I don't know how true some of these stories are, but you got to look at what's going on. I mean, you know, there's a lot of this stuff is absolutely true that we're not telling anybody the truth.
Happiness.
Happiness. She's getting happy over there. We're talking about
look, they got a diagram, and it's all happy faces.
Apparently, the key to happiness is Post-it notes.
Yeah.
That's it?
More governments are getting into the happiness business. That's what they say.
I was just over at Office Depot to buy Post-it notes. And
did
they
you
were
get
like,
the new ones?
They were like $15, man. So I guess maybe they're having a run on Post-it notes, and that's because people are getting happy.
Maybe.
You draw little smiley faces on them?
Yeah,
that's what they do.
And you just feel better.
Yeah. See?
Yeah,
the
true.
Diagram is, look, I'm telling you. Yeah.
That's the key to happiness. It's like an Amway pyramid.
So happiness is a pyramid scheme?
Pass it forward and shut up.
Okay.
Got it. But it's true. The now officially national emergency.
Trickle down happiness.
The opiate crisis in America, major pharmaceutical executives being indicted for conspiracy and bribery to doctors.
No.
Does that tell you anything about maybe? And this is this was reported by Business Insider too. The country has produced the majority of the world's opium for some time, despite the billions of dollars spent by the U.S. to fight it during the 16-year-long war there. Afghanistan and Western officials now say that rather than getting smuggled out of Afghanistan in the form of opium syrup, at least half of the crop is getting processed domestically before leaving the country as morphine or heroin. And we're building a wall, too.
Mm-hmm.
These forms are easier to smuggle, and they are more valuable for the Taliban, which reportedly draws 60% of its income from the drug trade. With its increasing focus on trafficking drugs, the Taliban has taken on more of the functions of a drug cartel.
So what you're telling me is that the war on drugs is a giant Ponzi slush fund to be used by deep state and intelligence forces, and has been since we invented the concept back in World War II when the Flying Tigers were protecting opium shipments out of China into Burma? Is that what you're saying?
That's not what I'm saying, but maybe that's what they're saying.
Mm. Maybe the fact that Uncle Ho of Vietnamese fame was actually trained by the United States to fight the Japanese and assist in transporting opium out of China to fund the nationalist Chinese against the communist Chinese.
Well, this,
and we've been in the drug trade since we showed up at the Boxer Rebellion with gunboats.
This is also saying that the CIA has been dealing drugs since its creation. I don't know all this if this is true. I'm just reporting stuff now. You know, and Taiwan General Chiang Kai-shek against the commies and communists. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's go.
They wouldn't be making money or anything or be involved with anything like that.
Let's go for a break.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567.
Let's slam a six-pack and get them evil potheads.
This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I can't say my love. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab up the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night, brought to you by Food Max and Tri-Counties Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music stars Morgan Wallen and Chris Lee.
Going up, down, up, back home, 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 girl.
Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Chat room, thank you, God. I finally
don't
got...
get too excited.
Sorry,
it'll change quickly.
Wow, I can't believe it. I have a chat room now. I just want to get in there without blowing it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say blowing it, typing in something that will then kick me out again, and I'm gone. That's what happened the last time. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
In other news, South Carolina has now voted to restart the Civil War.
Oh, yeah, restart the Civil War, seceding from the Union.
Yeah.
Along with Commie California, that could be a trend. Maybe we're going to have a Civil War. Maybe we'd do an in-run.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Never know.
But now we're in the North.
Mm-hmm.
We're Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
We're not really seceding from the Union. We want to be part of it. So it could be
We want to stay.
We want to stay in
the Meat Muppets.
I like life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness as defined by the Constitution
and property.
And not by the World Government Summit.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
Their life, liberty, and happiness is based on opioids and slavery.
Mm-hmm. Or whatever crackpot idea Jerry Brown came up with after he snorted his last Tide Pod through rubber.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
that now there's a California commie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, holy crap.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and with that, we do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Was just checking. Thanks for the homework, by the way, to look up all this global world governance. Oh my goodness.
Oh, is that creepy or what?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. It's just relabeled, repackaged, Agenda 21, Jade Helm, and all the rest, I guess. Interesting. Was just wondering if you all heard at the program at 8:59 before the Jefferson show was airing, there's a like a PSA saying all shows are for entertainment purposes only. So I'm kind of curious because I don't consider your show entertainment. I don't consider Jefferson Radio entertainment. I think this is just hard-hitting facts, data, and what the news never really covers. So had you heard that PSA?
I had not. No. I don't know if they have.
No.
Yep, they played it today, and so I don't know if they're referring to, does that mean the weather is entertainment, which I you know, I don't have to be stretched that far to know that that's not very accurate at all, but...
Damn it, Lori, there's no such thing as real truth anymore. It's just a matter of opinion and point of view from your own personal reality. Get on board.
Yeah, get on board. Well, that's interesting because there's a lot of shows that are, you know, I don't know if they're referring to just local shows or if they're referring to the syndicated shows or that they're upset with people that have been called on the carpet for being, you know, disrespectful and outright liars. I mean, that's what callers do is they contribute. So I'm concerned. I mean, they have a radio show on Saturdays. It's a doctor and a nurse. Are they entertainment? I'm just curious. I don't understand that. I don't know if it's a waiver just to kind of do the CYA thing. Not sure. Maybe somebody knows, or that can be clarified on their morning show. But just to confer with the calls that they had from the CBS station taking over, I'm definitely going to write into that radio station. I don't know if it's too late, but... when we're having conservative voices being, you know, deleted, censored, and removed, these are obvious signs, people. And to make people happy, it's called Marijuana X. Apparently, there's a new documentary that's just been released that marijuana is not what it used to be. So I think people have to catch up on that. And maybe that's just another thing of entertainment. I don't know. I don't even know what to say anymore. But
it's more distracting.
Bottom line is there's a lot going on in our community. Even Bethel has these a gay panic going on. I was looking at Donnie Greenberg's A News Cafe, the clobber passages. So those are, I guess, where they bash people if they're not understanding that they need to be only heterosexual to, you know, enter the kingdom of heaven. I don't know. It's just my desk is so full of data. I don't know where to start some days.
Well, you know, this is the age of information, but there's things about information. You can have good information. You can have bad information. You can have too much information. You can have too little information.
Absolutely. You can certainly have disinformation, misinformation. That's why I do a lot of research for Dane Wigington. I mean, it's not easy to sift and sort and find, you know, five rock-solid resources before you even, you know, submit and send anything. A lot of people don't bother to do that, that they have to search and dig. Not everyone has a journalistic bent to them. But anyway, my main concern for calling was that these programs are called entertainment, and I'm seeking clarification on what do you mean entertainment? Because when I come across something that can be verified, validated, and whatnot, I don't call that entertainment. I don't call telling people to, you know, get vaccinated and don't really look at the side effects or get the full story. That's not, to me, not entertainment. People are being harmed, paralyzed, killed.
Yeah.
It's serious stuff. So I don't know. I listen to this radio station and another radio station just for mainly news and trying to keep up with what's going on because I certainly don't need to listen to, you know, sunshine lollipop music all day. Some people might need it. I don't.
Well, I mean, we try to be entertaining as well, but, I think we actually try to tell people that there's alternative sources of news out there that they're not getting and prove the point by showing them things that they're not getting.
No, and you can be congenial and funny and light because otherwise we would just all just perish and cry over the situation. My thing is when it's out and out being labeled flat out as it's just entertainment because the election guy that you're going to have next on, I don't consider that an entertaining guest. I consider him to probably give me some hard facts and information that I need. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure I understand the labeling of entertainment.
Well,
I will find the clip. I'll send it out to a few.
Yeah, send it out. I mean, what it's really about is to sort of dismiss you as, you know, just entertainment and, you know, this is just for fun and there's no seriousness to it. And that way it's not really worth listening to because, you know, it's just kind of, you know, edgy stuff that, you know, attracts an audience that, but it's not real. It's just like CNN, you know,
I look at
no
it,
fake news.
I kind of look at it like this. If we can inspire anybody, if it's something that we say, even outrageously inspire somebody to go and actually look and go, oh, my God, they're right. That's a victory.
Absolutely agree.
Yeah.
And that's why I love your show the best of all, because you have that balance of being engaging, and you're very welcoming to callers, and you don't make fun of them, and you don't criticize them. You just go, okay, well, that's their opinion. I hope they have, you know, done some fair amount of work. And, of course, you get to hear some people that don't bother to research, and they just pop off with anything that comes out of their mouth. But you know how to engage with people so that it's not like 20 minutes of somebody who's rambling on nothing.
Yeah. Always be asking questions. Be that 2 or 3 year old. Why? 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 Why?
If we stop asking questions, we're in trouble.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Google just came out with a source of all the fake news. I believe it was. I'm looking for the. List, but it was really funny because I went down through the list, and these are all the guys that are going to be banned, conservative voices. And I was like, wow,
the TV?
No. This was like the Gateway Pundit and you know, Need to Know News and Truth Uncensored. And I was like going, wow, these are all my news sources.
The voices in the wilderness.
Yeah, the voices in the wilderness that actually report things all you have to do is go to that executive order by Donald Trump that was done on December 21st and ask yourself one question. Why didn't anybody report that? That's huge news. That's not third party. That's sourced at whitehouse.gov. So that is the source. It is real. Nobody knows about it?
Well, and here's what's real. People, if you listen to this show, appreciate it, value it, send some money and funds to keep this radio show going, because I tell you what, if any of this just slims down, I was so depressed after it went from a 3-hour show to a 2-hour show. You both, all three, all work, contribute, and have a lot going on with your personal life. And so I don't think people realize the sacrifice you make to keep this going.
Well, thanks, Lori. We do appreciate that.
We do.
We're not going to go off the air anytime soon, just so you know that.
All right. Well,
but we welcome donations.
Stand in the car wash.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. If you see us out there up on Dana Drive with a car wash, then you'll know that we're running short of funds.
Mm-hmm.
See, now you just entertained me and you gave me some news. Mm-hmm. So you're very artful at that.
Well, if you saw me in red out there and we had like
We're not going there.
Wet t-shirt. I'll go out there in some cutoffs and a white t-shirt and collect donations to put clothes back on.
And he could buff dry your car all at the same time.
Woohoo.
Oh, my God.
Give you a new meaning to chamois, baby.
Oh, boy.
All right, you guys are awesome. Thinking, have a good one.
Think, you know, that's hard not to go with, you know, Shamu.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't.
Gonna, Sham, wow.
Sham, wow. Holy moly. All right. So I think we only got like a minute to the top of the break. Do we have a caller that was on the line?
I think they hung up.
Well, to call back after.
The ShamWow comment.
Yeah, I couldn't help it. anyway, we've got a minute, and then our guest will come on in about 5 minutes.
No car washes in the future, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. but that does give me some ideas about who we could hire for the car washes.
Uh-huh.
There's always the potential of turning lemons into lemonade. So if there's any young ladies out there from 18 to, I guess they have to be 18 over.
You better be careful.
To wash cars.
Well, you better be careful what you ask for.
You know, could have occupations like gymnastics.
The thoughts, opinions,
models,
and ideas of the host are not necessarily those of the co-host or the owners of the station.
Oh, boy. I guess we're going to go out, so we'll see you after the top.
Right. Stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
In government on a rebel town last night, indicating that Bashar Assad still has plenty of banned substances in his stockpile.
They haven't declared all of it, and they certainly didn't declare all their any of their chlorine. Some sarin has obviously been left over. and this is what they appear to be using and continuing to use.
That's Andy Oppenheimer, a nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons specialist. The Obama administration made a deal with Syria in 2013 that called for the country to give up all chemical weapons. Are Republicans becoming complacent? Karl Rove, former senior advisor to President George W. Bush, tells the Salem Radio Network that the November midterm election should be concerning to the GOP. He says Democrats will take back seats in the House.
But the question is how many? Do we lose 24 and lose control of the House? Do we lose 60 and get shellacked really badly? Or do we lose 10 or 15 or 20 and escape with a thin majority? We don't know and won't know for a number of months, but the enthusiasm on the other side is apparent. It's not so apparent on our side.
Congress is expected to take up a balanced budget amendment this week, but critics say it's not going to pass.
The measure would require a balanced budget unless three-fifths of each chamber approves an override. Critics, including many conservative Republicans, argue that it's only a face-saving measure after lawmakers got an earful from angry voters over recent votes to add trillions to the deficit. Experts say it has almost no chance of passage since it takes a two-thirds vote in each chamber to amend the U.S. Constitution.
Correspondent Wally Hines. Six people detained by German police this morning in connection with a plan to carry out a stabbing attack on Berlin's half marathon today. One of the suspects reportedly knew a known terrorist. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard me talking about MediShare, but now I give you my friend Sherry.
Yes, I have loved MediShare. Loved it.
Is that all you have to say? Because this will be really short.
No, I really do love it. I've saved hundreds a month. And overall, I just think it's a better choice of a health care program for me. I'm really happy with it. And honestly, normally, I don't even like talking about this stuff.
Nobody does.
But MediShare is different. MediShare members share each other's health care bills. We pray for each other. It's a not-for-profit, so we all save money.
True. Tell them about the thing.
What thing?
The online thing.
Oh, yeah, I used that the other night. MediShare members can now access a doctor online 24/7. You can get a prescription for the flu or something just that fast.
So MediShare can save you hundreds a month. You get to be part of the community. You get a huge network of doctors and providers to choose from.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
The final verdict from Jerry. So call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Canadian officials say the bankrupt railway at the center of a 2013 train derailment that killed 47 in Quebec will not stand trial.
Prosecutors say there was little chance of convicting the Montreal, Maine, and Atlantic Railway of negligence after three of its former employees facing the same charge were acquitted in January. The Montreal, Maine, and Atlantic Railway currently exists as a post-bankruptcy corporate entity with no money of its own and with no physical or operational assets. The defunct railway wasn't even represented by lawyers during the criminal negligence proceedings.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Ohio State University has revoked an honorary degree awarded to Bill Cosby when he spoke at commencement in 2001. University trustees have approved rescinding the degree for the 80-year-old comedian, whose retrial in a sexual assault case is set to begin tomorrow. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. One of the big three automakers plans to change the way it reports its sales figures.
Instead of posting its numbers each month, General Motors says it will start reporting sales figures on a quarterly basis. Currently, just about all automakers report sales monthly, and this move by GM could prompt others to make the same change. General Motors says 30 days isn't long enough to separate real trends from short-term fluctuations caused by weather, new product launches, or other factors. Rich Thomason reporting.
Today is Sunday, April the 8th, so let's wish a happy birthday to some famous people born on this date. Comedian Shecky Green is 92 years old today. Author and Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter Seymour Hersh is 81. Former U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan has 80 candles on his cake. Basketball Hall of Famer John Havlicek is 78. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
My love,
Sovereign Mind Radio.
Yeah, that's a good song for a car wash. Just saying.
Forget about the car wash, okay?
I can't help thinking about the car wash. I like car washes, all right? So
it all depends.
I think we have our guest on the phone with us, and our guest is Mark Musser, and he is running for the Secretary of State of California, I believe. And he's got an interesting website that you can go to and look at. It's Mark Musser, I believe I'm pronouncing that right, .com. It's MarkMusser.com. And he's running against Alex Padilla, I guess. And I haven't got a lot of good things to say about Alex Padilla, but I'm not familiar with Mark Musser yet. And he's a native California small business owner, which is a good thing. And he's fighting for honest and fair elections, is what his website says. Are you there, Mark?
I am. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, I am doing just fine. I'm actually down here in Riverside, California right this minute, where there's a big Unite Inland Empire conference that's going on. I'm about ready to speak to 1,000 people. But, you know, tomorrow night I'm up in your neck of the woods. So it's a small little state they call California, and we're getting around making sure that people know that there's a choice on the ballot for someone who's going to fight for fair and free elections.
Yeah, I didn't realize that the Secretary of State was the state's chief elections officer. What could you actually do to make our elections fair? Because, you know, with the current Alex Padilla sanctioning, illegal aliens voting in the state of California by registering to vote through the licensing of, driver's licensing, I mean, what could you do as the chief elections officer to put a stop to this illegal activity by the criminals down there in Sacramento?
Well, you put it quite succinctly there. The thing is, the Secretary of State is the only office authorized by both federal and state law to cancel from the voter rolls non-citizens. So if I get elected as Secretary of State, I actually, the law tells me that I am required to remove from the voter rolls non-citizens. So while Alex Padilla is just turning a blind eye to non-citizens getting in the voting rolls and not doing anything to obey the laws and the requirements of his office.
Yeah, I think that's criminal. I mean, I'm not understanding why nobody goes to handcuffs, because that's criminal. I mean, he's mandated by law. He's not just turning a blind eye. He believes he's breaking the law.
It's criminal malfeasance.
Yeah. Isn't that true?
Well, there is a lawsuit that has been brought by Judicial Watch where they are actually suing the state of California and Los Angeles County in particular, because they say, for the state of California, 101% voter registration, which means there's more people on the voter rolls than who are eligible to vote.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say that that's what the Election Integrity Project said about the last election, is that they found out there was, 1 million to 1.4 million illegal or more voters than they were actually registered to vote. I mean, I don't know if that's true, but it seems to be that would have been the difference in Hillary's claiming her winning the popular vote.
Yeah, well, the thing is, Election Integrity and Judicial Watch are suing the state of California. L.A. County has 144% voter registration. And so they're saying, hey, Secretary of State, you're not doing your job in cleaning from the voter rolls people who have died, people who have moved out of this state, people who have duplicate voter registrations, people who are have fictitious voter registrations. And then the fifth area is the, people who are non-citizens. And so there's these five categories that they say are on our voter rolls that the Secretary of State is not removing. And the law says that he is supposed to only have on the voter rolls those who are eligible to vote. And I'm sorry, if you live in Denver, Colorado, you should not be a perfect voter in California for the last 5 years. That's not proper.
Well, these guys want the world to vote here. I mean, I listened to some California commie the other day talking about how, I think it was on Fox News, and he was saying, hey, let them all in. Anybody who gets to the lands in this country should be able to vote, because then we would have a world citizen voting for California, and that would be a good thing.
The thing is that, you know, we are citizens, and as citizens, we have the right to select our elected representative. And until you go through citizenship class and understand our Constitution and understand our way of government, you, how can you be expected to actually render a vote that is for limited government if you do not understand the foundations upon which our government is actually established upon?
Well, what kind of tools are available to the Secretary of State to be able to even identify the difference between an eligible voter and an ineligible voter without something like voter ID law?
Well, okay, and that's a very good question. We'll start off with this. When you die, that has to be reported to the Social Security Administration. The Social Security Administration maintains what's called the death records. And every state is eligible to have their hands on that death record. So I'm, as Secretary of State, I'm, you know, that immediately helps me just clean the voter rolls in the state of California just by comparing it with the Social Security death records. Number two, there are all sorts of, you know, when somebody moves, you actually enter in with the post office that you have moved. And, you know, we just have counties that are not doing their job of accessing that information that is readily available and following the procedures to remove from the voter rolls people who have moved. To give you a case in point, Landmark Legal actually requested L.A. County and said in 2015 and 2016, how many people did you remove from your voter rolls because they moved pursuant to this federal law that says that you get this, you do this procedure and this procedure. According to this procedure required by federal law, how many people did you remove from the voter rolls? And L.A. County came back and said, we didn't remove a single person according to that federal law.
Wow. I you know, I mean, I don't think this is a accident. I mean, if you look at the pattern of malfeasance that's occurred in our government in Sacramento, do you believe that this is just an accident, or is this an agenda that's being, you know, foisted upon the citizens of California with an outcome in mind?
Well, let me answer it this way. In January of this year, there was a Supreme Court oral argument, and who was being sued was the state of Ohio, and some private groups sued the state of Ohio saying, you are being too aggressive in removing from your voter rolls people who have moved. And the state of California joined these liberal groups, and they said, yeah, Ohio is going too far. Here are 11 different ways that are legal that you could remove people from your voter rolls legally. Now, of those 11 different databases and ways that you could check your voter rolls to make sure that you have the proper people on the voter rolls, the state of California is only doing three of them, which means our Secretary of State knows of eight different ways that he can be cleaning up our voter rolls and is choosing simply not to do it.
Wow. I mean, why doesn't anybody ever get prosecuted for this stuff? I guess it's just left up to the voters to get rid of them. Is that the whole?
Have you seen our attorney general?
Our attorney general is a little too busy right now to be doing something like holding government officials accountable, because he's trying to sue Donald J. Trump.
Yeah.
Well, he's one of them. I mean, he's one of the people that should be held accountable as well. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, we got an election this November, and I think there are going to be a lot of people who are going to see the type of money he's wasting on frivolous lawsuits that, you know, I'm cautiously optimistic that there is a major revolt coming to the state of California. I mean, there's a couple really interesting statistics that people don't realize what's going on. One is recently in an L.A. Times poll, they found that 42% of Democrats in this state think that this state has gone too far to the left, and that 55% of independents think that this state is going too far to the left. You know, that right there is indication that people are starting to wake up that, you know, we got to do something. You know, the Chamber of Commerce in 2016 did a survey, and they said if the election for governor were held today, who would you vote for, the Republican or the Democrat? And the Democrat won by 12 points. But just a couple months ago, when they did the survey a second time, they came out that the Republican only lost by 3 points. So there is a major swing going on in this state. And I, you know, as I'm traveling up and down the state, I've driven over 44,000 miles already in just the last 5 months. As I've been traveling this state, it is very clear that there is something going on in this state. You know, people are tired of moving out of the state, and they're getting ready to fight.
Well,
and
it used to be
that there's a major revolt coming.
It used to be that California was actually a conservative state, you know, when I was growing up. And you know, now, I mean, you've got things happening like the state of Jefferson. I don't know whether you're for or against that, but, you know, the state of Jefferson is a symptom of what's going on, a symptom of people are tired of living under this tyranny in Sacramento, and they want to have, you know, fair representation in their state so that they're listened to at the rural, local levels like they were supposed to be prior to 64 and Reynolds versus Sims. And, you know,
they want their liberty.
We want to get our freedoms back,
yeah.
And not have government overreach into every part of our lives. So maybe you can comment on the state of Jefferson a little bit for us.
Well, Reynolds v. Simp, I agree with you, was one of the worst Supreme Court decisions that's ever come down, and that cost the states the ability to really properly balance itself between the needs of the, you know, of the big, massive cities and the needs of, you know, the landholders.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, that there needs to be balance brought to this state. And, you know, I'm hoping at some point in time somebody can come up with a, you know, I am an election law constitutional attorney myself in addition to being a small business owner. But, you know, I just, you know, that Reynolds v. Sims does need to be overturned because it has done a lot of damage to this country.
Well, I think it was just a power grab to, and I don't know if anybody realized at the time because, you know, you get complacent when you're free and happy and, you know, doing okay. But,
well, you go back through the history and stuff and the arguments and the things that were debated on the floor and things regarding and surrounding Reynolds versus Sims, there were some people that were very aware of what it was going to do, including the Supreme Court justices that voted against it.
Yeah, interesting. We do have a caller.
We do. We have Dar on the line. Good morning, Dar.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
Have you got a question or a comment for our guest, Dar?
Well, I had something to say on the line.
Okay.
Well, go ahead.
You're on the air. You're on the air.
Oh, I'm on the line. Okay.
Yes, you are.
This is something a little different than what you're talking about. Last week on Wednesday, we live out here east of Palisadero on a private road, and we had an incident where the neighbor caught somebody coming out of our neighbor's barn. When he saw her, she took pictures of the car, took pictures of the license plate, took pictures of him, and when he saw her, he ducked down in the grass, pulled his hoodie up and put his sunglasses on, got in his car, and drove off. We called the sheriff's department, but they didn't come out. They said they couldn't do anything because he didn't take anything. Well, for one thing, he was trespassing. And also, how did they know he didn't take anything? Maybe if they picked him up, they'd found other stolen items in his car. And then the lady that was killed going home, I think it was on Thursday or Friday, that was hit by that criminal that was running away. I had a thought. You know, we're having our Second Amendment rights taken away from us. And a lot of people have been damaged, injured by criminals who are on the street, who were put on the street by our assemblymen and people down in Jerry Brown and people who are running our government in Sacramento. And I had a thought, you know, possibly people like us who are really not happy with them taking away our Second Amendment rights, and they're doing it little by little, we need to have a class action lawsuit against Jerry Brown and these assemblymen who have signed these bills and put these laws on the table. Not the state of California, not a government office, but the individuals themselves. I think a good class action lawsuit against them for a couple, maybe $1 billion. And then for the people that have been injured and killed, such as that girl down in San Francisco, the families of the people that have had all the injuries and have been killed by illegals and criminals that they put on the street, another class action lawsuit against Jerry Brown and his cohorts down there. And I don't know if it would ever go anywhere, but it sure would get their attention, don't you think?
Well, you know.
Go ahead. Well, It just with the state of California, is they have a history of defying court injunctions or court decisions that they don't
like.
Well,
and they'll take the stance that they're immune, governmental immunity, and you have to pierce that and go after the individuals for negligent or reckless behavior of some sort.
And the fact of the matter is California's broke.
Yeah.
I'm
not talking about the state of California. I'm talking about them going after the people.
Individually. No, I understand.
Individually.
I understand. We're
going after Jerry Brown's money. He's got plenty of money. We'll go after his money in the class action lawsuit.
Well, you know, maybe Trump's new executive order can seize Jerry Brown's assets for corruption. We'll see what happens. I don't know. Anyway, we got to move on, Dar, so hurry up.
The problem is that, you know, we expect Trump to clean up the swamp. Well, we've got our own swamp to clean up here.
I agree completely. Yeah, I'm not trying to dump it onto Trump.
Thank you.
Thanks for
calling in. We appreciate it.
And as far as the Second Amendment, they're trying to get our Second Amendment rights. But I'll tell you what, it'll never happen. Because people are just not going to comply. And it'll start a civil war if they try to do a house-to-house confiscation. So.
No, but they are trying to do it in many other ways, and people need to be aware of not buying into a lot of the stuff that they're doing.
Anyway, let's get back to our guest, Mark, here. I wasn't sure what she had to talk about, but I want to try to stay on topic. What is your feeling about the census question about whether you are a citizen or not that is going to be going out? Is that going to solve any of the problem as far as having non-citizens voting?
It will definitely, you know, if we have that data, you know, that somebody is a non-citizen, it does definitely, you know, that database definitely is another database that can help us clean the voter rolls with. The thing is, we are, you know, the Department of Homeland Security already has a list of everybody who has a valid green card in this nation and everybody who has overstayed a visa. You know, the Department of Homeland Security already has a pretty good list of all these individuals, maybe not 100%, but it's a good list that if we just compared our voter rolls to that list, it would definitely help clean up our voter rolls.
Voter ID then seems to be the word of the day, I would think.
Now, technically, as Secretary of State, I have no authority to actually implement voter ID. But as Secretary of State, I do have a bully pulpit. And as I start, you know, auditing and inspecting, and we start running press releases and, you know, talking to the media about all these non-citizens that we are finding on our voter rolls and that are voting, you know, we can then start publishing this information, and people will start realizing that we need a little bit more security in our voting, and they'll do what they did in Rhode Island, where the people of Rhode Island rose up and they demanded that their legislature give them voter ID. And, you know, Rhode Island is not known for being a conservative red state. So the thing is, we can ask the people, insist that our legislature give us voter ID, or we could do it in the form of a ballot initiative, and I'd be more than willing to throw my weight behind it once I become Secretary of State to help make sure that we have some more election integrity. Because here's the deal. Harvard recently did a study of the 38 Western democracies. I'm sorry, 28 Western democracies. And they looked at the issue of elections, and they found that the United States is ranked 28 out of 28 Western democracies when it comes to election integrity. And then a liberal think tank recently did a study of the 50 states, and they found that the state of California, when it came to how our elections were run, the integrity of our elections, our military ballots, all across the board, they found that the state of California had the second worst elections in the United States. So, want to know how bad our elections are, United States is the worst Western democracy, and the state of California is the second worst state.
Who's the first, New York?
Alabama, believe it or not.
Wow. Well, listen,
Before we go to a break, I had a question. Will this help clean up what's going on with the DMV and registering people just because they can do it?
Well,
Are you able to do that? Because I know a lot of times they just ask, are you registered?
Who's overseeing them to make sure that the person is...
Nobody.
Well, the thing is, in DMV, when you go get your driver's license for the first time, you either have to show proof of citizenship, proof of a valid green card, or if you do none of that, you get one of these AB60 driver's licenses. That means the DMV pretty much has the citizenship status of every person who has a driver's license.
Wow.
Now, if the Secretary of State simply got their hands on the DMV database, which they are entitled to under federal law, by the way, but, you know, the state legislature has said that the Secretary of State is entitled to all of the DMV records except for the issue of citizenship documentation. So there needs to be a little bit of a challenge that goes on there because federal law says I'm entitled to everything.
Yeah, I think
the California has actually passed laws trying to prevent the Secretary of State from receiving the citizenship status of anybody who has a driver's license.
Yeah, okay. That's the recent court battle that they're doing right now, isn't it?
It's one of the many legal battles that are going on right now.
Right. And am I correct in that it's in the purview of the Secretary of State? You can actually refuse to certify an election as legal. Is that correct?
There are a lot that a Secretary of State can do when it comes to certification of an election. You know, but also there's a lot that the legislature can do. I mean, we got the Republican controlled House could actually say, you know what, we have decided that you have too many illegals voting, and so as such, we're not going to accept Democrats or Republicans, anybody who's been elected for Congress in the state of California. We're just going to reject them all until California actually gets their voting rolls cleaned up. And they could actually do that, and they did something similar to that. What was it? It was in Orange County when Newt Gingrich was speaker, but they actually held up somebody because they felt that too many illegals had voted in an Orange County congressional race. I think it was about 20 years ago. So, I mean, there is recent precedence for the House just stepping in and saying, you know what, enough is enough.
Well, and what does it take? How many people in the House to do that? Could one person do that? Does it take half of the House? Does it take just the Republicans, or do they have to more than 50%? What's the number in order for them to do that?
It has to be a majority.
So 50, 50 and one.
So yeah, so if somebody brought, it's been a while since they've rejected an entire slate. I wouldn't quote me on this, but I think the last time they really rejected like an entire state was like in the 1800s, like 1870s or 1880s, and they and in those cases when they did that, it was like everybody, all the other, it was 50% of all the other states. So when they rejected the state, that state couldn't vote and had to be 50% of everybody else.
Okay,
we need to go to a break. If you want to call in and have a question or comment for our guest, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460.
Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Real people, real winners, the catch of a lifetime. Imagine winning a brand new Ranger bass boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Cast your line and reel in the winnings at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our fortune fishing. Swipe to win for your chance to win a brand new Ranger boat. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Win free slot play or prizes. Join us Mondays at 8 p.m. with free slot play. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Imagine how much you and your family will enjoy reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Final drawing is Monday, April 30th. Grand prize, a brand new Ranger bass fishing boat from Redding, Yamaha Sea-Doo. Fortune Fishing, swipe to win at Wind River. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime. Playtime. All the time. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Information going on today. We are on the line with Mark Muser, who's running for Secretary of State, and we have a caller on the
line.
We
do. We have Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. How are you? I want to make a comment, then I want to ask your guest a question.
All right, go for it.
If you're serious about the car wash, I understand Redding Tint and Awning is going to be making Speedos for large-sized guys this summer.
Well, Nick, we didn't need that information, you know?
That's a
Some
little,
of us could have lived with that.
Yeah, a little too much info there, Nick.
To your guest, do you believe that the elections here in California are rigged, that they actually miscount or add votes that didn't get voted? What's your opinion on that? I firmly believe that Barack Obama stole the 2012 election by a rigged election. What's your opinion?
I'm going to play a lawyer here, and it depends a lot upon what your definition of rigged is. And let me answer it this way. Because we do not have voter ID and because we have bloated voter rolls, the special interest in this state is able to take advantage of the youth and able to take advantage of the minority communities, and they're able to load – and the homeless, and they load them up on buses, they load them up on vans, and they take them from precinct to precinct, and they cast illegal ballots as floaters, floating from precinct to precinct to precinct, voting in names of people who are not going to vote. So I am not, you know, are elections fair? No, they are not. But is the state itself, is there some grand conspiracy where registers of voters and the Secretary of State are actually presenting different numbers and what the ballots actually say? I have not seen the evidence of that. So if your definition of vote rigging is that the count does not actually show what the ballot says, then I'm going to say no. But what I am seeing is that because of like Los Angeles County and the 144% voter registrations, you know, of the, you know, hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of people who have been dead 20, 30 years who have perfect voting records in LA counties, there is some major fraud going on in California elections. and votes are actually being cast that should not be cast, and they since they're illegal votes, they should not count, and they do dilute the voice of we the people. Now, whether it was enough that we could have turned the vote, the presidential election in 2012 or 2016, I don't know how bad it is. Ask me a year from now after I've had about 6 months of working on our elections, and then I could probably give you a better answer. But I do know that there's a lot of it, and I know that it's affecting a lot of very, very close races up and down the state, you know, and even, you know, and how many seats have been stolen. I really do not honestly know, because the problem is our current Secretary of State, when he gets presented evidence of fraud, he simply tells his staff to refuse to actually even accept the information, you know, so they can't investigate something that they actually never received.
I'm just looking for a yes or no answer. I'm just teasing you. Hey, okay. Let me bring to your attention the college kids. You know, they come into California from out of state, register to vote, and when they graduate and go back, somebody picks up their ballots and votes for them. You aware of that?
That doesn't surprise me, because, you know, the state of California doesn't remove them from the voter rolls. And, I mean, as I said, there's somebody who I mentioned earlier, their neighbor 5 years ago moved to Denver, Colorado, and in November of 2016, they were looking at the voter rolls, and they realized that they were a perfect voter for the last 5 years. Now, they didn't know if their neighbor in Colorado was voting from Colorado, or if somebody was showing up at the polls knowing that he lived in Colorado and was voting for him, you know, one of these youth or one of these, you know, floaters, minority communities or homeless people. We don't know who actually was casting the illegal votes, but we do know that there are illegal votes. And unfortunately, our current Secretary of State is not investigating and auditing stories like this. Instead, they just turn a blind eye and say, there is no voter fraud in the state of California. Repeat after me. There is no voter fraud in the state of California. Repeat after me. There is no voter fraud in the state of California. And I'm hearing probably 2-3 times a day stories of somebody who personally witnessed some form of voter fraud in this state, just in 2016.
You've
and
got
if I'm hearing
vote,
that
certainly
many states,
hope you
that
win.
Means
Thank
there
you
needs to be
very
some
much.
Serious investigation.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, Nick. We appreciate it.
Maybe we should rename the state Venezuela, because that's what it seems like they're acting like, is Venezuelan officials up in Sacramento to me. Mm-hmm. Another way that I think this whole thing is being rigged is the congressional districts. That's one of the big things about the state of Jefferson, and that's what the lawsuit is about, is the congressional districting and the dissolution of vote and the fairness of how the representation is apportioned among the districts. And I think you're seeing a lot of that in L.A. to where that, you know, they're counting everybody in the census, and that's why it's important to have that non-citizen, because what they're doing is they're getting more representatives in these districts, because they're counting non-citizens as citizens for the districting. What's your comments on that?
Well, I remember a couple years ago looking at the November vote totals, and I remember seeing, like, it was Maxine Waters' district where she just won with some very low number, and I want to say it just seemed like it was under 50,000 votes is the number that sticks to my mind. Whereas total, whereas you went to some districts out in the Central Valley where people were getting 250,000 votes, and you just sat there and you go, this does not pass the smell test. And, you know, right. I'm glad that somebody is, you know, in court fighting for this issue, because that's a lot of people, you know, there's something wrong there. And it just, as I said, it does not pass the smell test. You know, why is it that you have a congressman in some district that's getting one-fifth the amount of people voting in that district versus some other district? And, you know, hopefully the census issue with a non, you know, whether you're a citizen or not, maybe that can help clean it up a little bit.
Well, I mean, we're seeing down there. I mean, this is how Marxist regimes take over. I mean, and I hate to keep beating on the California commies down there, but that's what they're doing. I mean, everywhere you turn, no matter when you add up all the evidence and look at it with any kind of an eye of honesty, these guys are out of control. They don't care about following the law or the rules. What they care about is retaining power and winning and making sure that the representation is controlled by them and their cohorts and their minions.
What I like to say is that special interest does not like we the people choosing our elected representatives to vote for what kind of limited government we are agreeing that we're going to live under. Instead, they want to pick our representatives for us and dictate to us what kind of tyrannical government we must live under. And, you know, last time I checked, we are still a republic. Our flag says that we are a republic, mm-hmm. and we should not be giving special interests this kind of power to manipulate our elections so that they can control who our representatives are and just how much graft they get to keep out of the public coffers.
And, you know, Maxine Waters is the poster child for exactly what we're talking about. I mean, who in their right mind would elect that woman in the first place based on her record, based on everything she has, just what comes out of her mouth. Now, Sally's in the chat room, and she says that you have some interesting stories to tell about the people that have been interviewed throughout the state. Is that something? Now, we're going to go to a break here in about 3 minutes, so maybe get it started. We'll go to the break and come back, and you can expand on that a little more. But evidently, there's something going on about the people that you've been interviewing?
Yeah, I've started doing something where I'm interviewing people who have witnessed election law violations, and I'm giving them the opportunity to tell their story. And, you know, every couple of days I get somebody who's willing to get on camera with me and tell their story. And, you know, so I've had a person who worked the polls in San Pedro, which is LA County, and she was the chief election official for that precinct. And she was looking through the list before the election. She noticed that there were 19 people who were registered to vote at a P.O. box. And that was really shocking to her. And so, you know, after the election, she actually she put on her Sherlock Holmes hat and did some investigation, and she was able to determine that that P.O. box was owned by the San Pedro Democrat Party. And
wow.
So that tweet, that live video that I put on Twitter ended up being retweeted over 14,000 times.
Can you give us
an idea?
What's the name of the video? What's the name of the video, Mark? And I'll pull it up and I'll repost it on my Facebook.
Yeah, if you go to you got Twitter?
I do.
Go to @MarkMeuser. That's MarkMeuser, and that is actually the pinned tweet right now that I have up there is the story of Cheryl.
Okay.
That has been seen that was retweeted by over 14,000 people. It's been seen by over 750,000 people, which just goes to show that, you know, Donald Trump and his tweeting about all these non-citizens voting has really primed the pump across this nation that people understand that elections in California are rigged and people are starting to pay attention. So when I bring people's attention to these stories, they are more than, you know, willing to share and get the message out. And it's been very interesting because I've done several of these over the last couple of weeks and they just have taken off like wildflower fire.
We're going to need to go to a break, but maybe you can, on the other side of the break, you can give us a couple more stories of or interviews, information
okay,
about
I'll
what people are seeing and doing out there. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
loved lying in bed. I shouldn't have said.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, April 20th, from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Starshine, yeah. Yeah, I mean, good grief. I'm speechless about what we're talking about here because, I mean...
It's very scary what all's going on here.
I would say it's sort of a coup, if you want to put it mildly or not mildly or whatever. These guys are out of control. They're illegal, out of control, government buffoons that need to be put down. And I'll tell you what, if it was me... I mean, there'd be marched out into the courtyard, put in the stocks, and maybe a little tar and feather is
yeah, how
in
do you
order.
Get away with being blatantly...
illegal?
Yeah, I mean, it's right in your face.
You know, there's an old saying that said, when treason prosper, none dare call it so. And that's what we're really talking about here.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if Mark agrees with me, but you do have my vote at this point, Mark, because how could we possibly vote for a criminal in office?
Well, I will not go quite that as far as yours going there, but it is definitely some ineptitude or gross negligence at best. I think it's probably getting close to willful negligence, but,
Which would be the definition of criminality, wouldn't it?
I'm gonna hold there.
I have a little bit of a law background here, so I understand.
So before we went to the break, you were talking about the interviews you were doing. Can you give us some more?
And let me say this. I'm going to be in Redding Monday night, and I'm going to be up in Siskiyou County on all day Tuesday. So if any of your listeners happen to have a story that they think I might be interested in, make sure that they reach out to me on Facebook or on Twitter, and I'll talk to them, and if I think it's worth running with, we can interview them while I'm up in the north part of the state over the next couple days.
But maybe you can make some kind of a documentary and get it even, you know, a bunch of them put together and in a succession that shows the blatant and, amount and the numbers.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, here's a couple other stories. You know, here's one. I heard this one in San Jose about a week and a half ago. This was Dawn. And Dawn, she was working, I think it was September or October 2016. She was working a farmer's market, and she was at the table registering people to vote. And across the way was the Democrat booth, and they were registering people. And an individual walked up to them and said, "I am a green card holder. Can I register to vote?" And the Democrat operative, volunteer, whatever you want to call him, said, "Yes, here you go. Just fill in this information right here." And, you know, signed them up and left. You know, the form says, "I am a citizen." I mean, our Constitution says, in order to vote, you must be a citizen of the United States. In fact, it is a federal crime for a non-citizen to vote. So, I mean, that's the type of stories I'm hearing. I mean, here's another story. This one happened in, again, November 2016. A young man, he's about 30 years old. He went to the polls to vote, and he saw that his grandfather had already voted. The only problem is his grandfather's been dead for 15 years.
Wow. I mean, it seems, I mean, at some point in time, the problem is nobody's getting punished for any of this stuff. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, and it's so blatant and widespread that where do you start? But I mean, the real deal is that somebody has, these laws have to start being enforced or we have no rule of law. I mean, that's really what it comes down to is that they're just thumbing their nose at the rule of law and saying it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
they're
the
top guy.
I'm gonna correct you slightly there. There is a website that actually tracks how many people have been convicted of voter fraud allegations in just the last 10 years.
Okay.
And they have over 1,000 convictions across the nation. Now, only a handful of them are, you know, here in the state of California. But, you know, there is actually, the United States Attorney actually has one going on in Sacramento right now. Nobody, of course, is talking about it. But there was a man from Mexico who 25 years ago stole the ID off of a dead man and have voted for him for the last 25 years. And they actually are bringing federal prosecution against this man right now, up in Sacramento. And the thing is, these cases, when they do get brought, they just don't seem to get the media attention. And so that is one of the reasons why I'm going to Facebook and going to Twitter. And when we get these stories, we get them out there and make sure people hear and realize that when somebody tells you there is no fraud in our elections, they are the ones who are committing a fraud.
Yes. What's the name of that website, Mark?
It's put on by Heritage.
Heritage Foundation.
Heritage Foundation. They're the ones who maintain this database. So if you do, type in a Google search Heritage and voter fraud database, it should be able to pop up.
All right, I'll figure it out. I just needed some place to start. And we do have a caller on the line. Terry is with us.
Are you on hold?
Yeah. Okay, you there, Terry? Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I think I'm there. Hello?
You're on the air, Terry.
Well, I can barely hear. I just wanted to announce that Mark will be at the Patriot meeting tomorrow night at 2570 South Bonnie View Road at Faith Community Church at 6 o'clock. And, Mark, we're looking forward to having you. Frankly, you're a breath of fresh air.
Well, thank you very much. Very kind.
Now, Sally had something on the chat room about what happened to Lopey after they found that many of them lived at the same address. They tried to bribe Lopey up there for $1 million or something. I mean, do you know anything about that, Terry?
No, he's gone.
He's already gone. So evidently, Sheriff Lopey, you might want to talk to him when you get up there in Siskiyou County, Mark. Evidently, there was a bunch of them living at the same address that were voting, and they tried to bribe Lopey for $1 million. I think a sheriff getting on record saying something like that would be kind of powerful.
I may just do that. Thanks for the tip.
Yeah, right. Very good.
So I just pulled up that voter fraud, and it shows that 1,107 cases have been proven, 961 criminal convictions, and 48 civil penalties so far.
There's not even a smidgen of corruption in California, yeah. Is there?
So,
is that considered
just to give you a few numbers there and stuff, but yeah, it comes up pretty easy if you just put in heritage. And
is that considered a smidgen or actual corruption?
That's called the tip of the iceberg. Is what that's called?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's what I'm saying. And so I can voice my opinion a little louder than you can, for obvious reasons. And I'm going to say blatantly that these guys. This is a Marxist takeover of California. I mean, all you have to do is look at their policies and look at what their agendas are and look at what they're trying to do. I mean, they would just, get rid of the law, get rid of our guns, subjugate us, disarm us, and then secede from the Union. I mean, that's what they're talking about. I can't even believe I'm saying that.
It's a sad state of affairs that, you know, they are doing. But what I got to remind everybody is there are more of us freedom-loving Californians than there are of these commies. And I like to remind people, go back to the War of 1776. When Paul Revere did his midnight ride, waking up the farmers, understand there were more farmers with muskets living in Boston, Massachusetts, and the surrounding area than there ever were redcoats.
Right.
And had everybody just risen up and said, you know what, enough is enough. We're going to drive this tyrannical government into the sea right here, right now. If they had simply done that, the war would not have lasted as long as it did.
Right.
Unfortunately, only a handful of people understood what the battle was about and got up and put their life on the lines to fight tyranny.
Well, it's
and the same thing is true here in California. If we simply get out and vote, all the voter fraud that they are trying to commit, they cannot commit enough voter fraud to overpower the will of the people if we simply get out and vote.
I think Trump proved that, actually, in the last election. And
yeah.
It's kind of like the French Revolution when they're, you know, you got 16 guys in the cart being guarded by one guy while they're hauling him off to the guillotine. You know, all they had to do was jump out and overwhelm the guy. I mean, that's what we would need to do.
Exactly. I mean, I was talking to a Democrat in the city of San Francisco, and, you know, that's a dangerous conversation. Somebody who's lived in San Francisco for three generations, his whole family is a part of the Democrat machine in San Francisco. And he sat there and he told me about how frustrated he was with the Kate murder, with crime in the city.
Mark, I don't want to interrupt you, Mark, but we're down to less than a minute, so we got to hurry up.
If you want to hear more,
cut us
come
off.
Out to the Reading Patriots tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at 2570 Bonnie View to listen to Mark.
Yeah,
and
finish,
ask questions.
Finish
yeah,
the story
finish
there.
The story.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what I'm saying is even the Democrats are starting to realize that this has gone too far. And this is our opportunity in 2018. If we want our state back, 2018 is our year. The people who say that Republicans and conservatives can't win in the state of California, they are actually doing voter suppression. They are trying to suppress your vote, trying to keep you home, trying to keep you from being active. And if we get up and we rise up and we say we want our state back, guess what? Next January, we are going to be swearing in a whole lot of good honest
they're
people.
Cut
it,
they're yep. gonna, they're
we
gonna,
want to thank you, and we will see yep. you tomorrow night because they'll cut us off.
They're
going to
cut us off,
hour.
Mark.
Okay.
Sorry. We'll
okay.
see you tomorrow night.
Thanks
I'll meet you there.
Okay.
Very good. So, listen, government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.